A writer once said, "Marriage is like twirling a baton or eating with chopsticks. It looks easy until you try it."
Hi, I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope. Today, Adrian Kitson looks at what it takes to keep an intimate relationship going. In Australia, almost 50% of marriages end in divorce, but people still want to get married despite the stats. Whatever you believe about marriage, it's clear many people desire long-term committed relationships. But how do we nurture that relationship so it lasts? Coming up, Adrian will share his observations about keeping a relationship alive and fulfilling.
I do. Lots of us have uttered those words in public, before friends and family, in a park or a house or a church or a function centre, as we boldly took the courageous decision to join ourselves to our partner in a very special way. We got married. Some of us have stayed married to our partner from the beginning, and some of us have found that really hard to do, or even impossible. The stats over the last 25 years, and our own experience of friends and family, tell us that we are not too good at this whole marriage thing. The divorce rate in Australia is nearly one in every two marriages. Even though most of us know that marriage and de facto relationships are a bit of a challenge for people, quite a lot of us Aussies are not giving up on marriage by any means. The research also suggests that we are trying relationships and marriage again and even again. So even though we're having a bit of trouble navigating the relationship journey, it seems that most people still value the idea of marriage. People seem to still see marriage and relationships as being about finding long-term happiness with one other person, a person to share all of your life with, a person to trust, a person with whom we can share intimacy and take on whatever life throws in our way.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. Coming up, Adrian looks at some of the subtle things that can damage a relationship. And later in the program, I'll be offering a free gift about keeping relationships alive.
A writer once said, "Marriage is like twirling a baton or eating with chopsticks. It looks easy until you try it." My particular experience and approach to this thing called marriage and our trouble with it comes from the male side. Knowing lots of blokes and being one of them myself, I reckon that many blokes find marriage very challenging at times. Because it stretches us a bit, we seem to put off doing stuff that keeps our relationship with our partner alive and growing. Somehow we forget that those unannounced gifts of flowers or a ticket to a show or a meal together are still important to keep our relationship with our partner fun, fulfilling, and future-proof. In the busyness of career and business and fitness and achieving goals and figuring out our own stuff as blokes, we seem to forget that all of this can be shared with our partner rather than being kept a secret. Marriage is not like our work where we can control how much we put into it and see a direct, tangible result of work completed. For blokes, this is a bit tricky because we like to see results from the work we put in. We like to get things done. Our relationship with our partner can feel vague, and it has this emotional component that doesn't get much airplay in the shed or the sporting field or the workplace. Lots of us blokes don't like emotion much, or at least not if it's shown anywhere except around sport. The other thing is that sometimes when we try and do the right thing and put some much-needed time and effort into our relationship with our partner, it can backfire. A man at work decided to show his wife how much he loved her, and before going home, he showered, shaved, put on some choice cologne, and bought her a bouquet of flowers. He went to the front door and knocked. His wife answered the door and exclaimed, "Oh no, this has been a terrible day. First I had to take Billy to the emergency room and get stitches in his leg. Then your mother called and said she's coming to stay for 2 weeks. Then the washing machine broke down. And now this, you come home drunk." Whatever marriage can be and whatever the state of play is with your partner at the moment, it's clear that the key to an alive relationship or even the beginning of recovering something of what you had in that park or church or function centre is open and honest communication. It's never too late. And it doesn't matter how old the relationship is.
This is Messages of Hope and I'm Richard Fox. Have you got any tips for keeping a relationship thriving? Tell us about it by leaving a comment on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. That's Facebook Messages of Hope. Keeping romance alive in a relationship can have its challenges. Open and honest communication can help. Here's Adrian to talk more about what this actually means.
For us blokes, that means actually saying stuff. It means speaking up and listening to our partner speak up. It feels weird, but if we want that elusive thing called happiness, we need to start to speak up. Speaking up also means actually making space to listen to our partners. And that might be hard because things might not be going so well, or there's just too much to do in every other part of our lives, spending time with the kids, trying to be a family man. But the reality is that if we want a relationship with our partner that is fulfilling and one that fires us up to be the best we can be, then we need to make the time and make the place and make the effort to listen. We need to make the space and time to speak up and listen to our partner speaking up about what's going on with everything. Work, sport, kids, plans for the future, goals, finance, extended family, and everything else that touches our everyday lives. I'm guessing that this is the same for women too. It's not all one way. And blokes are not the only people who need to learn how to speak up and share their lives with their partner. Maybe this little poem by Ogden Nash sums up where and how to talk a lot more to each other. To keep your marriage brimming with love in the loving cup, whenever you're wrong, admit it. Whenever you're right, hush up. One thing is for sure, God is the creator of marriage and is the giver of all good gifts, including that special someone with whom you can really be yourself. He created us the way we are, and the longing to share our lives with that one chosen special someone is all part of his grace and care for us. God has spoken up loud and clear in the life, teaching, dying and rising again of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God himself. He actually calls us his bride. He is the one who lays down his life for his bride, so that we may live in peace with God and with each other, especially with that very special person. So we need to speak up and listen up and give space and time and effort to our partner. As we do this, we will enjoy that great gift of living our lives with another person who knows us and trusts us and brings us the very joy of God.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. For more information about building strong relationships, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can order your free booklet, For Better, For Worse. That's messagesofhope.org.au. Or call 1 800 353 350 to order the free booklet, For Better, For Worse. That's 1 800 353 350. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us again next week in the lead up to Valentine's Day. Is there a difference between romance and love?